loving and heavenly King, in these turbulent and troubled times, it is comforting that you have proven time and again that your ways are not our ways. Just as you saw the suffering of your people in the time of Pharaoh, so you are with us today in our suffering. Back then you called a disgraced outcast from Egypt, a man slow of speech and long in years, to announce your salvation. Back then you used his weakness to prove your strength, so that your people could know that you are who you are, the God who is with them forever, to all generations. And later, when the fullness of time had come, you came to be with your people in our very flesh, and once again you proved that your ways are not our ways. Like Peter, our sinful flesh cries out against your promises of suffering and persecution. But again, you proclaim your strength out of weakness, showing that the foolishness of God is wiser than the wisdom of the world. In these days of our trials, help us to proclaim to our old sinful nature, "Get behind me, Satan," so that unburdened we may deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow you, losing our lives for your sake, so that we may find them for eternity. With your promises thus assuring us, strengthen us in our weakness, so that we may hold fast to the good, hate the evil, rejoice in hope, be patient in suffering, and bless those who persecute us. Lord, we do acknowledge your great goodness and rejoice with those who rejoice. Thank you that the COVID made it safely to Korea without any extra restrictions or pandemic headaches. We thank you that we have been able to resume our Sunday school, and that you have called us to be a kingdom of priests in our healing service, petitioning your great healing to spread over your whole world. We also follow your call, and weep with those who weep. We think especially of Dennis and his brethren, Kristen and her father, Howell and his father, and Kelly Ogden's long fight, as well as all of the healing prayers that we heard this morning. We also keep in our prayers our brother Bill and the recent loss of his mother. May all these, your people, with their personal suffering and the toll it takes on their families, may they all be comforted by your promise of the last day, when the Son of Man will come with his angels in the glory of his Father, ushering the resurrection of us all and inaugurating the eternal glory. May we all rejoice in hope while awaiting that day, when you will repay everyone for what he has done. And being thus strengthened by faith, let us not be overcome by evil, but may we overcome evil with good. And so, by the power of the Spirit inspiring these your good promises, through the intercession of the Son and to the glory of the Father, we arise to petition your throne of grace, reciting the prayer that you taught us to pray, saying,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is proper and right to do so.
Truly it is good and right that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting King, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who fulfilled his promise when he poured out the Holy Spirit upon the church.
And now, by his Spirit's power, we also ascend to join the angels and all the company of heaven and the whole church on earth in praising your glorious name.
Thank you.
is at this time that we come to his table where he shares his peace offering with us. We are made near in the blood of Jesus Christ, and we're brought into fellowship not only with him, but with each other. He has made us one loaf. Our Lord Jesus, in the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread and he gave thanks. Our Father, we give you thanks for the bread of life, for your Son, Jesus Christ, who gave his broken body for us. Bless this bread, that we may be renewed and strengthened in faith to serve you more fully. Through our Lord and Savior Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. And when he had given thanks, he broke the bread and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." He took the cup and he gave thanks. Our Father, we give you thanks for the blood that's poured out for us. Bless this wine as a renewal of covenant vows through the blood of the everlasting covenant. This we ask through Jesus our Lord. Amen. And he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins."
Thank you.
The linkage in Scripture between this table and marriage is very, very strong. It's mirrored after the marriage supper of the Lamb. And it's at that point when there is this union of the husband with his bride. It's at that point where, in our culture and many other cultures, the bride takes the name of her husband. So with those ideas in mind, let us partake of this cup of blessing to all of us. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have fed us and you have refreshed us here at your table. Strengthen us in faith towards you and in fervent love one toward another through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen.
Judge the screen.